Blog Talk Radio.
Dude in another game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Good evening to everyone. Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I promise you another wonderful show. Folks, this evening we're going to talk about something. I know the Super Bowl is going on, and many of you can't break away to check out the Super Bowl. So if you get a chance to listen to this here podcast after you get done with your Super Bowl exploits, and hey, check us out. Give us some of your thoughts. Give us some of your views. Give us some of your comments on what you think about what we talked about this evening. But before I even get into this evening's show, I'm going to touch a little bit on opportunity that I had. And, you know, I'm always out there trying to keep my eyes and ears to the ground and making sure I'm seeing and taking out everything that's going on within my surroundings. But this was something, again, and you know, I told you, I check it out each and every Sunday morning faithfully, Outside the Lines. And towards the end of Outside the Lines, you know, they had a little conversation, and conversation, of course, was wrapped around the Super Bowl. That, you know, it was not normal conversation, I would assume. But towards the end of Outside the Line, they showed a little segment of a panel discussion. I'm not sure if it was a panel discussion or did they actually turn it into a town hall meeting. But it was done out at the University of San Jose State. San Jose State. And it was a panel discussion of some sort. A bunch of old, I shouldn't say old, past and present athletes. Well, I would actually, now that I look at it and think about it, a bunch of athletes, African-American athletes. And one of the things they were talking about was athletes and activism. You know, athletes being involved, you know, speaking up, talking about the political game, athletes being involved, speaking up, talking about other social issues. And the conversation was based around that. And I thought it was phenomenal and great timing for it. And it just proved the point that I have been saying and have been trying to promote through Parents Coach Apprentice Network for a number of years. You know, our young kids, and we're not even going to look at the professional side of it yet, thinking about our young kids, our high schoolers, our middle schoolers. Those athletes are leaders in their own right. What do I mean by that? Why did I say that? Because those athletes, those young men and women, are oftentimes in positions where other students look up to them. Other students gravitate towards them, and if you notice, most of the time when you see an athlete, you don't normally see one athlete. Even if you do, you'll see one athlete, and then you'll see maybe three or four other students that hang out with them. And if you see a group of athletes, then you'll see three or four other students that's still hanging out with them. So they have, and even if he's not the star player or she's not the star player, they have that ability to draw other individuals to them. They have the ability to influence other students. And the importance of that is if you're able to influence other students, you're able to lead other students. So what I'm getting at here, folks, is us being able to tap into that valuable resource that we have, the leadership abilities of our children as athletes, and using that leadership ability as a very positive thing for social change. Now, have I jumped into the political arena? Have I jumped into the arena of wanting to, jumping up and down, protesting and trying to create a march or a stance? No. I'm just bringing some consciousness and awareness to the show. Something that has really reached out to me and said something to me when I was looking at town hall meeting. Again, it was a panel discussion. I think it's called Athletes, and matter of fact, I think I wrote it down somewhere. Sports Activism and Social Change, Words to Action. And this was hosted by Dr. Edwards, Harry Edwards, and Chris Weber. And I caught, and I'm sorry, I said outside the lines, but I was wrong. That was on NBA TV where I caught the piece of it this morning. But that just forced me to go in to try to find more of it. And I actually ended up going to the university's website and looking up the event and finding out there that they had the whole 4 hours of it. It was live streamed, the whole 4 hours on their website. And I thought that was just awesome. And so I spent a large majority of my afternoon just listening to that. So why to focus on that? Because that impacts our children. Not only our children as professional athletes, college athletes, but also even more so as middle and high school athletes, because that is a resource that we need to, again, we need to learn how to tap into, utilize that resource to our advantage. And when I say to our advantage, not mean to a social change, to a social consciousness throughout our communities, and help our children focus on staying out of these bad situations, staying out of the eyes and ears of law enforcement, staying out of these situations where, we're watching them on TV and folks are being killed, we're watching them on TV, arrest, you got all these other little crazy things going on. So, come on now. Let's utilize that talent, that gift that they have, harness it, and use it for a positive social change. Probably hear me talking more about that as time goes on because of the simple fact that it's something that's really sitting inside me right now, and I really have to be able to dig into it, and I'm really interested in finding out more on the study that the University of San Jose State did, and what direction are they going to take their program. So you'll probably hear me saying more of this or sharing more insight with you over the next few months, because it's something that I see that can make a huge, huge, huge positive change in our community. So I can't let it rest, folks. I have to gravitate toward it. And in doing so, you know how I do. When I gravitate towards something and I find the ventures and I find it has a beneficial factor in it, what do? I have to share it. I have to share it because it doesn't do me any good holding on to it for my own personal gain. I have to share it. And as I share it, I hope each and every one that's able to receive it, benefits from it, adapts to it, you know, and all the positive things that we can possibly do to make a huge change within our communities, in our community. You know, and although as you looked at the panel discussion, you would think that it may have been an African-American issue, but that's not the case because two of the primary coaches that they talked about when they talked about that, things going on at the professional level, two of the primary coaches that they addressed was the coach the San Antonio Spurs and Coach Steve Kerr with Golden State Warriors. And both of them gentlemen are behind this movement. They show a little excerpt from them addressing some issues of concern and just, you know, making this a holistic thing and a realistic thing of some positive change in our communities. So, folks, on that note, again, I say you'll probably hear more about this as time go on because, you know, once I get my mind on something, I got to push forward until I dig deep into it and come up with something that I can use to help benefit all. That's what it's all about at the end. You know, we can walk around here with our own little personal views, personal ideas, personal concepts, you know, personal drive, personal motivation, but in the end, none of that is any good if we're not doing it in the purpose of or in the mindset of service to others. Service to others. That's what it's all about. Service to others. Have to be able to provide that service. Have to be able to show some value, add some value to someone else's life. And in doing so, that comes back and benefits you. You know, if you're out there just looking for the benefit, you may not get it, but it'll come back and benefit you in the long run. Well, this evening, I want to talk a little bit about athletic resumes. You know, that initial piece of correspondence that you may initiate or your child may initiate in his or her attempt to reach out to a college coach. Now, I went around and I dug into a few things and I looked at a few things and tried to come up with, you know, the best possible way of putting this thing together. And then I went and I started thinking about my last week's show and how coaches view correspondence and how they initiate correspondence to our children. And in doing so, I looked at our athletic resume, you know, that you would find multiple examples of on the internet. You know, you'll find them in publications as well, various pieces of publication, this athletic resume. But in doing so, I looked at that and realized that, our children are not the children or not that stage in life where they're not going to put together this full-fledged resume. Now, does that hurt them or does that help them? Listen to what I had to say last week. Coaches understand that our children work out of a space of approximately 140 characters. Where did I get that from? All their little social media outlets, all their abilities to communicate is based around 140 characters. 140 characters. You know, one time I posted on our Twitter page, PCP Network, I said, don't let the 140 characters cost you $140,000. That's a strong statement to our children as athletes. Don't let the 140 characters cost you $140,000. What do I mean by that? Don't put something out there in them 140 characters that's detrimental to your future athletes. Do not avoid it. Look at it again. Don't hit send until you checked it over 2-3 times. And if it just doesn't sound right, and if you think it's designed to hurt someone's feelings, or the picture is not of good taste, or the statement is not of good taste, don't hit send. Delete it. Delete it. Don't let 140 characters cost you $140,000. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, in looking at our athletic resume, you know, the first thing that they would highlight in our athletic resume would simply be your introduction. Think about what I said last week. Thinking about the way that the coaches operate and the space they operate out of, and our kids currently are operating out of that same space. Everything has been broken down in a brevity form. Things have been broken down in a very, very, and you know, this kind of sort of takes me back to my military days, you know, and my years of communication and being able to send out messages with great meaning, messages that gave some specific instruction. And believe it or not, we were operating in less than 40 characters. We were operating in less than 40 characters, being able to send out a message. Whether or not that message was handwritten or whether or not that message was said aloud over the radio, we were able to get our point across and send out messages, you know, information to our distant units, organizations, and had great maneuvers take place based upon getting those messages out. So I know how it's possible. I know how it works. I know I've seen it become successful. But in looking at the athletic resume, you know, the first thing that they would encourage our children to do is you know, create a simple introduction. You know, you want to introduce yourself. Again, coaches are looking for something that's going to be straight and to the point. They're not looking for a long, drawn dissertation. They're not looking for a long, drawn statement of who you are and where you're from and what your siblings' names are. You know, all that information, they can use that to their advantage, but I want you to keep it simple. And in keeping that simple, getting straight to the point. And what I mean by straight to the point, just coming out and saying who you are. Hey, coach, My name is such and such, such and such. I'm interested in finding out more information about your program. If that wasn't simple enough, then I can't tell you what. But when you do that, and this is the first part of your athletic resume, and in doing that, you want to tailor each resume to that specific coach. So if you're sending it out to Coach Jones, we're not doing the generic form to Coach Jones and the same exact message is going out to Coach Smith, or the same exact message is going out to Coach K, which is the same exact message is going out to Coach Tolliver, the same exact message is going out to Coach Edwards, Coach Brown, whoever. No, that's not the case. To address some specific things, be straight and to the point, and just put the information out there. Hello, Coach. My name is Michael Scott. I'm interested. Hey, Coach Jones. My name is Michael Scott. I'm interested in finding out more information about your program. I've seen this far. You've had a great season. Especially, I like that win. And you do the same thing that they would do to you. Especially, you like that. I like that win the other night against UNC Chapel Hill. Let him know that you are in tune with what's going on with his program. Because that's the same way he's going to respond back to you when he reaches back out to your child. Athletes, that's the same way he's going to respond back to you. He's going to come back to you after he's checked his notes, whether or not he picked up something in mainstream media or whether or not he picked up something on social media. He's going to respond back to you addressing that particular issue or highlighting that event to let you know that, yes, he's trying to make that personal connection. So what are we going to do? We're going to do the same thing. We're going to hit him with, we seen his last game. Or we seen, some highlights of the last game. I don't care if you have to go on YouTube and check it out. I don't care if you have to get some clips off their school website and just look at some highlights from the last game. Address the issues of whether or not it was a win or a loss. Hey, that was a tough win, Coach, but I see I was able to pull it off in the end. Hey, Coach, that was a tough loss. I think I'm able to add something to that guard play, though. I see you got a strong inside presence, and I can only make it strong. You go in there with some personal stuff in there. You let him know that you know a little something about his program, and you're ready to make that program different. Okay, next thing that I want you to put in this particular introduction as you're introducing yourself, just let them know that you have been involved in the standardized test. You know, you want to give them a little something about your GPA, currently averaging a 3.3 core GPA. One-liners, score 725, SAT score of, 1,300, whatever the case is, but you put them one-liners in there. You ain't got to put SAT score of 1,300. I got 600 in the reading part, and I got, other 700 in the math part. And as I combined and I came, no, SAT score 1,300. He can go take a look at it. But you lay that out there, one of those simple one-liners. You want to break it down so that you, if you have some strong academic awards, put them in there. If you're taking AP classes or honors classes, again, little one-liners, put it in there. Now, a lot of times what we would do as adults, parents just don't necessarily apply to how we will put together our resumes. a lot of times our resumes are built on bullets. We put them bullet points up there all the time. Theirs is more looking like a paragraph form, but still just little one-liners. Coaches understand it. Coaches can work with it. They're not trying to go through 3 or 4 pages of resume just to get to the beat of the subject. Giving it to them up front, one-liners. If you've already registered with the Eligibility Center, let them know that. If you got a registration number, put that in there so that they can go look you up. That's everything in your introduction. Your introduction will highlight some academics as well as your athletic skills. That's your introduction. That's your introduction. And in that introduction, again, you know, when I said highlight your academics as well as your athletic skills, you know, you also put in there if you got a 40 time, or if you bench press 185, you know, 25 times. Again, your one-liners. One-liners. And that actually could be bullets at the bottom portion of your resume. Parents, just like as we would list our levels of education at the bottom, you can make those bullet points of your athletic accomplishments as bullet points at the bottom portion of the resume. But the top portion would be in paragraph form. Be in paragraph form. What type of information you going to put in there? Again, if you're strong on the athletic side, then you put your strong accomplishments on the athletic side. If you're strong on the academic side, put your strong accomplishments on your on the academic side. But in the end, you want to get your point across so you're getting to the point of getting recruited. If you have great grades, folks, highlight those grades. If you're looking for a particular major, well, first of all, if you're sending this letter to this coach or this resume to this coach, know whether or not that coach's institution has that particular major. Because believe it or not, folks, at this point in the game, if you're seriously being recruited and they don't have that major, but they have something in that ballpark, they may try to sell that to you. What do I mean by that? Parents, check this out, listen to this, feel this, understand this, and know what I mean. It's very serious and very true. Had a young man going to a school, was interested in architecture. He loved architectural designs. He loved drawings. He loved, you know, how houses was made, how buildings was made, you know, different structures, so on and so forth. Why he went on an unofficial visit, but just so happened to have some time with the coach. While out there on that unofficial visit, he shared with the coach that he was interested in architecture. That coach's game plan was to recruit him so hard that he had him signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered before he got back in his car. And the coach tried to sell him on an engineering program. They do drawing. They work on structures. He tried to sell him on the engineering program. Took him over to the engineering department. Showed him around in the engineering department. Had the professors over there in the engineering department smooth up to him. This is real talk. This is firsthand information, folks. This ain't no hearsay. And the only reason why I know it's firsthand information and it's real talk And I'm sharing it with you because it happened to my son and I while we were out on an unofficial visit. He was interested in architecture. A coach was trying to sign, seal, and make sure that he'd be delivered on time. Took us over to an engineering department, and the folks over in the engineering pretend like they just had known him for years. Probably couldn't remember his name 2 seconds after we walked out of the building. But they played the role. Played the role. So if he has some strong academics and he has a program that he's really and truly interested in, highlight that also in that paragraph of your resume. Now, the next thing that you want to put in there, and again, I've talked about a few things, but I'm making these things real short and sweet, folks. This is not long and drawn out. This is some short and sweet one-liners to get the information out there and to make sure that everybody understands what they get. And then hopefully if we have any questions at the end, and or I may get a chance to go through and just actually give you an example of one that I have put together and I've shared with some young men throughout my area. Hopefully I'll go over that, and you'll see how it all works out for you. But the next thing you want to put your contact information in there. Of course, you want to put where you live. The valuable part, put your school. City and state, put your parents' information in there. Put their phone numbers in there. Put your high school coaches' information in there. His email address. And believe it or not, they like to have his phone number. And you want to let the high school coach know that, hey, coach, I'm using your information for my resume. And if you play additional sports like, AAU or Summer League or wherever it is, you want to put that information in there as well. Now, folks, parents, this is why I'm talking to you. I need you to understand this, and I need you to hear me when I'm sharing this with you. During the time period that my son and I were going through his recruiting process, he often used my phone number as his contact number. That was all his choice. That wasn't something that I intentionally designed or tried to intentionally enforce. That was something that he did of choice. In the end, folks, you know, I found that to be a very huge plus, because in the end, to help avoid all the unnecessary stuff as far as folks calling him and disturbing him and calling him at inappropriate times and sending him text messages and all these other things during the time. Because when he was still in high school, the text message thing was a little bit out of control. I don't know if you recall some years back, there was a few articles that came out, ESPN, the magazine, and a few other articles that came out in reference to text messages, where coaches was abusing the privilege of being able to text our children. And it had gotten to the point where actually a good friend of mine was interviewed, and in her interview, she said her son don't have no $500 or $600 to pay no phone bill because these coaches are constantly blowing up his phone. Very highly recruited young man, ended up going to the University of Kentucky. Very highly recruited. And coaches was texting him on the regular, blowing up his phone. And when she seen that, I think it was like a $600 phone bill, she knew that there was time to let somebody know that, hey, all right, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And in doing so, she let folks know that, no, this is not going to happen. This is not going to go this way. So as a result, y'all need to figure something out. So during that time period, our young man was under very, 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 very heavily scrutiny. Not scrutiny, I shouldn't say scrutiny. Very heavily how could I identify it? Being bombarded by text messages on a regular basis. These coaches was on a mission, and they were just blowing these children's phones up with text messages. So as a result, this situation got out of hand, and it was addressed in ESPN's magazine. They had a great article on it. You can go back and check it out. I think it was right around time frame 2006, 2007 time frame, somewhere around there. And, again, it was a eye-opener for many folks. And I think at that point, the NCAA really realized that they needed to do something about it. I say all that to say this, parents. When you have your child give out that contact information, if you don't mind it, have them give out your number. That way you can help them weed through the calls. Because a lot of times our children aren't prepared to tell some coaches, especially if you have a well-mannered child. He's going to sit and be entertained by any and everything that any and every little coach has to say, whether or not he really and truly is interested in having a conversation with that coach. Sad to say, we all know that's just how it is. So what I say on that note is, why don't you have the calls come to your phone and you filter through them? You know, this is the way conversations will go, and if there's any coaches out there that's listening to this conversation or listening to this podcast and always wonder why you got me on the phone when you called here looking for my son, it's because that's the only number that you had. Was you going to get his number? No, you wasn't. He gave out my number each and every time for that sole purpose of making sure that I helped him filter through the calls. He intentionally did that. It's not something I directed. But it helped him in the long run, because this is the way a conversation would go. The phone would ring. I would answer the call. The coach would immediately break into a conversation as if we knew each other for quite some time. Hey, Mike, you look good at that game last night. You know, you finished with 24 and 12, and I like the way you did such and such. And I said, how you doing, coach? He said, is this Mike? I said, yeah, this is Mike. You know, not realizing that he didn't have the one that he was looking for. He said, well, Mike, you sound a little bit more mature than I thought you would have sounded. I said, well, maybe that's because this is the elder. Oh, hey, how you doing, Mr. Scott? Now it became Mr. Scott. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Scott? Is Mike around? I said, well, I don't know, coach. I thought I had him come in a few minutes ago. He may be downstairs somewhere. Or he may have came in, dropped his bag, and ran back out the door. Let me see. And by that time, he hears me talking. My son will hear me talking. He'll come poke his head in my room and look and see if I'm in my room or if I'm downstairs or wherever I'm at, if he's in the house. And You know, I'll let him know which coach it is, and he'll either shake his head, yes, or he'll shake his head, no. If he shakes his head, no, then I'll entertain the call, and we'll move along. I'll let the coach know, hey, he's not available right now, hasn't gotten in, or, you know, he just stepped into the shower, or something of that nature. In other words, he doesn't have the time to talk right now. Maybe still working on some homework right in the middle of a project, and we're not going to disturb that, of course. And oftentimes, when you say they're right in the middle of some homework assignment, coaches aren't going to disturb that because they understand that that's the bread and butter. That's the key to make everything happen, that homework gets done. So as a result, they're not going to disturb that. They'll say, okay, hey, let them know that I called. I'll probably try to give them a call back in a couple of days or early next week or whatever it is. So help your child out. Give them an option of having that call filtered through you and see how that works for you. At the same time, you'll get a chance to interact and communicate a little bit with the coach and get a feel for who you're dealing with. Probably won't really get your best feel until you actually do a face-to-face. For parents, in doing that face-to-face, we have to be more involved in that process. It's not all about they just coming and sitting in our living room, or they coming and meeting us at work, or they coming and meeting us at our child's school, and that's the last time we really see or hear or talk to them. And everything else is going through our child. In other words, we're finding out more about what's going on, having to ask our child. That's not it. That's not it. Because guess what? If your child is still 16, 17 years old and still considered a minor, conversation, without a doubt, should be going through you. Because in the end, if that child is 16 or 17 years old upon graduation, he or she still has to get your signature on that documentation. I'll tell you that firsthand. Because mine was 17 when he signed his letter. And guess whose name also had to be on that letter? Of course, yes, moi, me. That's right, because of the simple fact that he was still considered a minor. So all the conversation that the coaches want to have or try to have was ran through me, because in the end, if I didn't want to sign it, that game plan was over. That game plan was over. All the thoughts and ideals and intentions that they had in place wouldn't have worked. So they had to communicate with me. All this only came to me later on when I realized, you know, what was taking place and why, you know, because a lot of parents thereafter I was hearing, well, you know, coaches oftentimes didn't want to talk to me, didn't have a whole lot to say to me or what. Okay, wonder why. But then I put a few things together and realized that, okay, they had to talk to me because of the simple fact that my child was still considered a minor. Well, that's just another thing that we add into that athletic resume, folks. Add into that athletic resume. Simply putting in the information of putting the information in of your phone number. You know, of course, you want to add in the phone numbers of your child's other coaches. If they play in the summer league, AAU, whatever the case is, and the high school coach, of course. And if they play multiple sports, you may even want to add that information in there as well. But again, remember this, know this, or just consider it. In a lot of cases, when your child's playing on an AAU program, coach may have only known your child for that small time period in which he coached your child, 3 or 4 months, 5 months at the most, if the child's new to that program. What type of true assessment can that coach give another coach about your child in a case like that? So, again, your involvement is key. Your involvement is key. And if you don't think your involvement is key, well, parents, I'm here to tell you otherwise. I'm here to tell you otherwise. I'm going to step away for a hot second and just run some information and let you get your thoughts together. Go back and check the scores to the game and whatever wherever it is, and we'll be right back here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. See if a little audio is going to play. See if we can get some audio going on here. But if not, we'll just finish up the show and keep on moving. You know, because that's the way it goes. I'm not hearing anything, so I'm not sure exactly if audio track is playing. So, on that note, I'll just continue on. And hope I'm not trying to talk over my audio track. I don't know why here lately I've been having technical difficulty and while trying to do my show here. I'm going to have to figure something out to make sure that all my systems have been properly updated, because I think I'm providing some valuable information. And I want to make sure that everybody gets the best out of every bit of information that we're sharing here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. And if they're not all getting the best out of it, then I'm going to truly have to apologize. Well, folks, and finishing up, but continuing on with, you know, talking about athletic resume, you know, we want to highlight some specific things when we're talking about various sports. Of course, we want to talk about, you know, again, I said if the child is playing football, you know, what's the child's speed? Child able to bench press 185 pounds how many times? You know, some of the key things that coaches look for, strength and speed. Strength and speed. And the coach likes to see that. And this is also where you can plug in an active link to his or her highlights. You want to put that highlights in there. You know, something that's possibly connected to another site such as YouTube or Huddle or Mixed Highlight Tapes or whatever it's called, you know, all these different internet social media outlets that the kids have to access to put up their information. Yeah, put that information out there. Put that information out there. But a lot of times, again, the coaches like to see, you know, what's your strength? What's your speed? What does it look like? So you want to put that out there. Bench press, your squats. What do you run the 5-10-5 shuttle in? You know, if we're talking about football. Well, if we're talking about basketball again, let's look at the, you know, turnover ratio. Let's look at again. We can still focus on that same shuttle. You know, And when we're talking about basketball, we're looking at some stats, looking at some real numbers now. We're looking at, okay, again, I said, what's your turnover ratio? What's your rebounds per game? What's your points per game? If you're supposed to be a point guard, how many assists are you averaging per game? Are you averaging only 2 assists, but you are, you know, 2 assists, you're 2-for-12 in shooting, you know, fairly okay on the free throw line. You know, let's look at all those numbers. Look at all those numbers. If you are considered a wing player or a 3 position, you know, and basketball is basketball, so all positions could be interchangeable to some degree. Let's look at those numbers, and you want to put those numbers in there. Again, folks, when we're putting those numbers in there, we're putting them in there as bullet points. Well, not bullet points. We're putting them in there as one-liners. One-liners. We're not going through a whole lot of detail and trying to put too much in there. It's simply one-liners. You know, 2016-2017 average, 12 points a game, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. That's it. That's it. Just putting it out there. Putting it out there plain and simple. Straight to the point. And that same formula, folks, works for you in every single sport we're talking about. Whether or not we're talking about football, whether or not we're talking about baseball, whether or not we're talking about basketball, what's your RBI, you know, all that old kind of stuff. And we're talking about baseball. You know, just putting your information in there. Putting it in there, again, little simple one-liners, and making sure that the coach understands who you are. Now, before we get to the point where we prepare to start closing out, I want to go over what a sample resume may look like. A sample resume may look like you know, of course, you're going to identify yourself. And you're going to address it to a particular coach, not just their coach, to a particular coach. Their coach, Scott. My name is James Brown. And you go on from there. Yep. And as you do that, you also have in there your height, your weight, your wingspan. If we're looking at talking about a basketball player, if we're talking about a position that wingspan is important, the position that you play or the event that you play, what's your bench press, your max, your squats, your max, your broad jump, your vertical jump, give out some personal information, such as your address, city and state, phone number, secondary phone number if you have one, like a cell phone. Your parents' name, your high school coach's information. Then you can also talk about some of your scholastic information. What high school you go to? What's your address to that high school? Cumulative GPA. What's your SAT score if you have one? Your ACT score if necessary. Are you attending any honors classes? Do you have any AP classes? What major are you looking for? And remember, you address that major probably in that first paragraph as well. But here's the closer. Here's the kicker thing that I want you to remember. When putting all that down, putting all that in its proper perspective, if you are still involved and still have upcoming events. Say you have a district tournament that's coming up. Say that you're transitioning from indoor track and field to outdoor. Or say if you're going to be doing a AAU program that starts up in the spring, rolls all the way through to the summer, provide a copy of that schedule. Provide a copy of that schedule. Or any other event you plan to attend over the next few months. If you're going to a showcase, if you're going to an evaluation camp or clinic, that in there. Information in there. It's important. Folks, don't leave a, make this so easy that the coach knows it's you just basically upon realizing that, hey, okay, there's that kid I got that email from last week. Because you told him, here's my schedule. I'm going to be at the Disney Milk House. And if there's any changes in that schedule over the next few months, put that in there as well. Or send them a quick email and let them know, hey, I'm not going to the AAU championships down in Disneyland. I'm going up to hoop groups up in New Jersey. Or I'm going to the Under Armour 7-on-7 camp up in Baltimore, Maryland. Got that information. Provide something for them so that it is so simple for them to reach out to you or for them to contact you or for them to actually see you or not. That's just the way it is, folks. That is the way it is. Well, for the last hour, we've been talking about quite a bit, you know, and the excitement of trying to get all this information out to you folks. You could have called in. I'm sorry. You could always reach out to us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. That's the number that we hang out on here on Blog Talk Radio, Periscope, the Paris Network. You can find us every Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 917-889-8095, Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, I am your host, M.H. Scott. Well, folks, we've been talking about our athletic resumes for our children. Hopefully you've taken some great notes. I will be posting a sample copy of a resume up on our Parents Coach and Parents Network page on Facebook. So you can always go check that out. And over the next few weeks, we got some great guests coming in, folks. Guests. Again, at the end of the month, it's going to be just for you, straight from the Initial Eligibility Center, the NCAA's Initial Eligibility Center. I will have a guest call in and share their wisdom with us on the direction of the NCAA and some of the things that they got going on at the NCAA and making sure that we understand the importance of our children registering and getting it done properly with the initial eligibility as we were once knew it was the clearinghouse. Now it's the initial eligibility or it's the eligibility center and why they should register early, or at least initiate a profile page. And you'll hear more about that as time goes on. But that show will be on the 26th of February, which will be the last Sunday of this month. Again, we'll be here on Blog Talk Radio, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Well, folks, this show has been great. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. As always, I enjoy sharing this information with you. Again, you can find us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can find us on Instagram at PCP Network. And you can find us on Facebook at the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Or you can find us here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday night. So, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. So, until next Sunday, folks, you have a great week. Have a great evening. And I hope your Super Bowl team won. All right, we're out.